And now we're here with Jeffrey Hunt from the Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome.
Who also knows about fundraising, I'm sure, and what organizations go through to survive.
I'm sitting in for Tom DiPietro, who had to leave and go to a meeting. I'm not sure exactly what his meeting was, but...
It's a training session for the planning board and the zoning board, apparently.
So Ellen is running the show today.
Okay. She's trying to, with Alana's help. Alana is the programming person.
Community
here.
Programming coordinator here.
That's
at the
right.
Station.
It's a much fancier title than
I
remember.
Nice to meet you, and good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks.
Jeffrey is came to visit us quite a couple of months ago, I would say. We had a good chat, and he was at that time very new to the position as leader of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. But now you have a couple of months under your belt, and I'm eager to know how it's going and what you've learned and how you like living in Hudson. I think you're living in Hudson.
I do. So now I've graduated to, barely new.
Barely new. How long have you been at the
it's
chamber?
Been about 7 months now.
7 months?
Yes.
Oh, really? Is that long ago? Time flies.
Yes. Although it doesn't seem that long.
No, it doesn't seem that long to me either.
I feel like the dead of winter days seem to pass quickly. Maybe not everyone feels that way, but there's something about being in hibernation mode. The time seems to go by.
To a certain extent, that's true. And I don't know what happened to January. It really went by fast.
It did. It went by relatively fast.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
I've been doing a lot. when we first met and talked, I was in the middle of a listening tour. But since then, we've really been active at the chamber. Our young professional group, which mm-hmm. is now known as Propel Columbia, is moving forward. There's a training session, a personal and professional development training session on the 28th at the chamber office for all of the Propel Columbia participants. And we're talking about personal financing and finances. So we're excited about that.
Is it too late for other people to join this group? Or
no, it's not. You can go on our website and download our application. And seating is limited for this professional and personal training event because it's in the chamber office, but it's free to all Propel Columbia participants who have completed their application. So there are a number who have not. So if any of your viewing audience is listening and are interested in participating in Propel, go on the chamber website, www.columbiachamber.com. And download the application, and we'll see you there. RSVP, please.
That sounds great.
And what is the aim of this Propel Columbia group? I suppose it's to give assistance to young entrepreneurs just starting out.
Well, the design is taking the old JCs, which is the Junior Chamber, propelling it or accelerating it to the 21st century. The idea behind Propel is to allow for networking and professional development opportunities for young professionals, or as they call them, developing professionals, who have a interest in community, in their community. So what's different than previous iterations of the JCs, Columbia County Young Professional Group, is that we've added a professional development component, and we've also added a community project. So each year, the young professionals who participate or developing professionals who are participating will choose one community project to work on during the year.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that we're rapidly trying to identify opportunities for them to serve on nonprofit boards and commissions.
Oh, that's very good.
And so to that end, we've I've started a steering committee for our nonprofit business council. Some very dynamic people are participating in that. Little known fact, there are over 135 members of the Columbia County Chamber who are recognized as nonprofits.
Wow, that's more than I would have thought.
Out of 750 members. So it's a pretty significant sector of our membership. So,
and I bet there's a lot of knowledge that you can gain being part of that that you would never have, or at least understanding you would never have.
Correct.
You know, if you didn't have that experience about how nonprofits work, you know.
Yeah, it works two ways, because they can be helpful to the organization with whatever skills they might have.
Well, one of the things we're working on is a community calendar. A lot of times, nonprofit community, each board individually sets out a schedule of events, oftentimes not knowing what other nonprofits are doing. And so oftentimes you have two events on the same night. So if you share a community calendar, maybe you can avoid some of those.
Well, good luck with that. You know, I've
been, Ellen, do you know something about meetings?
I've been maintaining a list like that. I call mine the Columbia County, what do I call it? Planning calendar, I think I put, you know. And it's hard to maintain because the personnel in these organizations turns over, and somehow the message doesn't get to them, the new person, that they should check with certain organizations to make sure they're not, competing with things that would be their audience as well.
Correct.
And it usually works out that organizations hold their event on the same, say, the third Saturday in June, once they've gotten a good hook into that date, they seem to hold it every year at the same time. But aside from those, there's too much going on to think that you won't have any conflicts at all. I think,
yeah,
it's worth trying for sure.
Yeah, we realize there will be some events that you can't avoid, having events on the same day. But it's a planning. We think this is a planning document, so you do know what other organizations are doing. If you can avoid it, maybe you will.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're looking at other things. We're looking at potential blind spots. Maybe there's some redundancies that each organization are doing that they didn't know the other organization was doing. And so maybe you can streamline and provide those services more efficiently. So that was the idea behind forming this Federation of Nonprofits, was to sort of help them help each other and help the community even better. So
there's a great need for that. I think it's important that you try to get them all in the same room.
Yes. And we're going to be rolling out two committees every month for the next 10 months.
Two new committees?
Well, some are long-standing committees that have lied dormant for a while, like our Economic Development and Government Affairs Committee. They haven't met in over a year, or the last 2 years they haven't met. But we're rolling that out. Workforce preparedness and education is a new committee for the chamber, but we want to participate in that because our members are always looking for a prepared workforce, and so we need some of those discussions. And then there's systemic issues that we know, Ellen, that you know that we face here in Columbia County: transportation, infrastructure. That the chamber, we like to be a catalyst for trying to move some of those issues from just being long-standing issues that we've never addressed, but trying to move the ball forward to trying to solve some of these problems. And so that's what I've been working hard to do since we last talked.
Yeah.
Rarely had time to look up, but it's all exciting work to me. I'm very happy to be here. I'm convinced that it's cold here and it snows.
So, that's been determined.
But you came, I think, from warmer
Yes, climb. I came from the South, North Carolina. So,
just they get a lot of. Do they get a lot of snow, Tom?
Not really.
Not
and
like
it doesn't. If it snows one day, it's gone the next day.
Oh, I see.
Or right thereafter. But 1 inch or 2 inches could throw the whole town off for a while because they're not used to moving snow or...
But they don't cancel all their meetings and close the schools, do they?
Oh, 1 or 2 inches, yeah.
I don't know. It seems like lately we've been getting a lot of closures here when there wasn't quite as much snow as maybe warranted. I don't know if you... But then I don't live up in the mountains, so I know it's much... If you get up into Greene County where it's a higher altitude, the weather really impacts, you know, like the school buses and things like that in a much more dramatic way, I think.
But here in Hudson, I mean, you have a great public works team that, you know, I remember watching Sunday and going, well, we'll be at work on Monday when it was snowing this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I said, well, the road crews will get the snow removed and we'll be at work on Monday.
Where do you live in Hudson? Do you live near the offices?
I'm about a mile from the chamber office. I'm probably less than two blocks from here.
You can walk to work.
You could snowshoe if required.
Right.
When it gets warmer, you'll see me walking to work.
Yeah. That's I know. Great. I moved here because it was such a walkable city. I mean, it was one reason why I moved here. And what do? I drive every place.
Ellen, now, many of our listeners probably know this already, but where did you live before you moved to Hudson?
I lived in New York City, and I had a house on the other side of the river.
Oh.
Between Kingston and Woodstock.
I see. I know that area well.
Yeah.
Which reminds me that we should remind our listeners that we are in the middle of a pledge drive,
yes,
the Radical
we
Radio
are.
Pledge Drive. And if you'd like to make a donation right now, you can call 518-697-7400. You can also donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Any amount that you are able to give will be a huge help to us, will help us with our general operating expenses, help us keep Creative Community Radio on the air as this year moves forward. And we rely on our listeners. This is a listener-supported station, so we rely on our listeners and regular supporters to keep us alive and kicking. So thank you.
Ellen, I have one more announcement.
Yes.
And this is for the general public. And
this is the voice of Jeffrey Hunt from the Chamber of Commerce.
We do have another Lunch and Learn, a free Lunch and Learn seminar on March 1st, sponsored by Columbia Green Media and the Register Star. And the seminar is on how to get your news, how to get your business in the news.
Oh, your business.
In the news. So the seminar teaches you how to do press releases and other things to get your business before the general public.
That's
but
great.
Through the newspaper. And so we're happy to provide that. And you'll be hearing a lot more about our Lunch and Learns. And hopefully we can land on your list that you produce, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Please send me all that information.
Certainly will.
Great.
And I've also committed to doing an update with you and Tom or Alana in Tom's absence quarterly. So I look forward to that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to see you back here. But don't go yet.
Okay.
You're living in Hudson, and are you enjoying... I can see you going to Club Helsinki at least once a week.
Not quite as much as that, but yeah, I do. I'm a jazz lover.
A jazz fan.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that from before. They have some great people going on there.
Do you ever get down to the Falcon? I'm trying to remember, is it Marlborough down in on the other side of the river? It's another venue a venue that is known for good jazz stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been. I think they do, like Helsinki, they do dinner and have sometimes bigger name people come through. And
really?
Have a good sound system and stuff like that. But I think it's the Falcon, yeah.
The Falcon, I'll definitely look that up online.
Yeah.
And then the rest of my time, anyway, is taken up with watching President Trump on CNN or whatever. It's on my mind because he was on in a very long press conference this afternoon. And it was pretty intriguing what he had to say.
I haven't seen it, but I'll probably be tuning in later on to check out the details.
Yes, you'll hear about it on WGXC, your community radio station.
You may well. One of the things that we encourage on WGXC is a variety of voices and opinions. And so when people want to have a political discussion or discussion about current affairs, this is a place where we give them a platform to do that. And your contributions to our radio pledge drive will help us continue.
I think one of the things that is happening has a big impact on Columbia County and Greene County, and that is the talk about arresting immigrants and deporting. Is that what we call it, deporting?
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants that have committed crimes, even if they've never been convicted, say they have a DWI, but are never thrown in jail for this, they still have to be deported, according to the latest thing I heard.
And so people are enforcing that, or officials are?
Well, I don't know what's happening here, but when it comes to agricultural workers, and people who work in restaurants or behind the scenes in a lot of positions, especially, say, women who clean people's houses or gardeners in the summertime, seasonal workers. These are jobs that apparently other people don't want to do. I mean, people are always looking for that kind of help at that level. And if all those people are deported, I think we'd feel a great loss.
Economically. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of really difficult questions about that, you know, and paying workers a living wage, and how do you
right.
make that, you know,
exactly.
part of your economy, I think is important yeah. as well, you know.
Does the chamber ever take positions on these kinds of issues, Jeffrey, or do they stay away from it?
Well, from my understanding, we haven't since in my tenure, and that's part and parcel because our government affairs committee has not met. And so we're currently getting volunteers to serve on that committee. And so some of the issues related to national legislation and some state legislation, we'll weigh in on where it makes sense. We're very interested in the whole issue around transportation and whether upstate New York gets the right to have Uber or Lyft as an option for our residents and our business community. So that's something we're looking at having a policy position on.
I would think that there'd be a big demand for it. I don't know if that you would agree if that's the case, but I would probably use it.
Yeah.
As a resident.
Well, right. When you think about how geographically large the county is, it makes sense to have options. You have, and visitors come here, you know, they spend a weekend. Some of them want to see a lot of our tourist attractions. And if they don't rent a car, they have to depend on the local cabs.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be competitive to get cabs to take you to different places. And so, but moving forward, I think we will be weighing in on issues that make sense, that are impacting our businesses and the community at large.
Well, it sounds to me like you're really revving things up down there, and that the chamber is going to be a lot busier than it has been in the past with all these committees. And I think it's interesting that you're resurrecting some of those programs from the past.
I believe that an active chamber is one that's successful. When you have an active chamber, committees, it's easier to retain membership because your membership is involved, And so when they see their letter for renewal, they don't even hesitate because they know how active you are. And so it's a hard sell when you don't have committees that are operating and functioning at a high level. So that's been one of our priorities, is to reenact and engage those committees.
Is there, I'll just say, a while back when I was a county supervisor, I got involved a little bit with the chamber over what they were doing for tourism, because they were not open on weekends, which is when most of the tourists at least come up from the city. But the city of Hudson's been pretty busy in the last couple of summers, and a lot of people on the street, and a lot of them come by train and pass the chamber as they're walking over to come up Warren Street, probably. And I know that you have a big variety of brochures from various historic properties and other organizations that have that kind of promotion material. But is there any way that the chamber could really be open on weekends and try to help the tourists with whatever their questions are?
We are working with the tourism department here in Columbia County on a pilot project to sort of make that happen.
Good.
What we provide is visitor information services because of our location, and it's always the forgotten stool of tourism. Mm. We have tourism promotion where we buy ads in magazines and billboards in New York City, but we don't get any financial support from any governmental entity to provide visitor services. So our members are supplementing that with their dues. And we've been doing it because of our location, but we're trying now to get some financial support for providing that concierge service and visitor information services.
That sounds great.
So since I've been there, we track how many people come through our doors asking for an hotel or how to get to Atlanta or other tourist destinations here in the county. And believe it or not, even though it's wintertime, we still see maybe 3 to 4 visitors a day.
Wow.
They come through our doors. And it picks up in the summer. I started in August. We started tracking probably a week after I got there. And we were seeing anywhere from 50 to 75 people a week.
Wow.
In our offices. And so that probably would triple if we were open on Saturday.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tourism is such a driver in the region. Over in Saugerties, we could use a little help down in Ulster County. I think there's like a little wooden shed next to the McDonald's when you get off the thruway that has a whole bunch of brochures in it. But there's no concierge. Like, I think as a visitor, if you don't know where to go or you haven't figured it out online, you know, it's not easy to actually find information, you know, unless you know where to look.
Correct. And we,
so
stock
that sounds valuable.
We stock the train station with brochures.
Oh, that's right, you do.
We're working with the County Department of Tourism to help us with some personnel for the summer months.
Yeah. How many people ask where they can find a public restroom? That's a big need. It really is.
Well, we provide that service for them.
Well, also, there is a facility down on the waterfront. Of course, you know, if you're on 7th Street, that doesn't do you much good, I guess. But it is there, but is rarely open. Except if somebody's holding a festival of some sort, they usually get the key from Department of Public Works and have the restrooms open. But if you're coming, you know, bringing your kayak from a couple of towns away and you end up here and it's not open, it's somewhat disappointing. And I don't know if you've met Guy... Now I'm getting him mixed up with someone. Guy Falkenheimer, who has the runs a little boat over to Athens during the summer.
Yes, I've met him.
And he's, you know, perfectly willing to hold the key and open it, you know, keep it open during the summer months for certain hours. But I guess the city doesn't cooperate with that. So anyway, it is a problem. And
well, we see visitors come in and they have an immediate need. And so our facility is open to the public when we're open. If they have
good
that,
to know,
if they have that
is good to know.
anyway, there are certain problems like that. There is no public transportation within the city on the weekends either, I don't think. And it's not well known that there even is a bus service.
It's true.
And one of the lines, I think, actually goes down to the train station and then back up the street once or twice a day. That's Nobody knows the schedule.
Do they post it on a website somewhere?
You know, I don't think they do, but I've complained about this for a long time, and I said, you know, you find yourself at a bus. Oh, here's a bus stop. There's no schedule at the bus stop. They say, oh, well, you can find it in City Hall. Who knows that? And why should you have to go to City Hall to find out the bus schedule? Mm. So,
yeah, that certainly could be. It would be nice if it were more readily available.
Anyway.
For our listeners, you're listening to the WGXC Afternoon Show. Ellen Thurston is here. I'm Alana Medlock, sitting in the second hour for Tom DiPietro, who had to run out early. We're here with Jeffrey Hunt from the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us today. And we're in the middle of our Radical Radio Pledge Drive. If you'd like to make a donation, call 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
Thank you, Alana. And thank you, Jeffrey, for coming. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
See, we have business after hours on the 23rd at the Greens at Copic. So not on the golf course, but inside the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
What month is this?
This is February.
February.
So February 23rd. So
We
normally have a business after hours every 6 weeks or so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is our next one, and it's open to the public and for our members to come and network. And share your wares. Tell us about your business. It's a great place to meet new business contacts, clients, potential clients.
Right.
If someone is not currently a member of the chamber, can they come and join one of these events?
They certainly can. That's why we have business after hours. A lot of times businesses want to familiarize themselves with the community. They want to know who the other business is. And that's a great way for us to communicate what we do. Doing those business after hours. And so it's February 23rd at the Greens at Copic, starting at 5:30.
Do they need to make a reservation?
It would be nice. We'd like to know how many people we're expecting, but that's, it's not required.
And what's the phone number at the chamber?
518-828-4417.
And if they wanted to get information about those events on the website, they can go to the chamber website?
Yes, okay. www.columbiachamber.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, I'll see you in the next quarter.
The next quarter. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like since you're so busy, you'll probably have new things to report next time we see you.
Yes, I try not to be redundant.
Mr. Committee, it sounds like you're going to be going to a committee meeting every night. Our chamber our chamber meetings usually at night because they're
our
all
business
businessmen.
After hours. Yes, we try to accommodate them. Many of our businesses are considered small businesses, and so from 8 to 4, 8 to 5, they're working at their business. So that's why we have our meetings at night, to allow for them to be able to network.
Yeah. Great. But your committee meetings are held at night too?
Some committee meetings are held at night. Some are in the morning, depending on what the committee member schedules allow.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And stay tuned. We'll be unfolding the committee rosters, and they'll be on our website, too. If we have interested members who are interested in serving on committees, they can certainly sign up through our website.
Great. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
That's Jeffrey Hunt.
And nice to meet you, Alana.
Nice to meet you, too.